Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gail Buskey's back, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder, the president, the CEO, and the chief accountant, and also the marketing director, I think, maybe, over at Team DoubleClick. She's got a lot of jobs. She's a small business owner, folks, just like you and me. She wears a lot of hats. Her company is called Team DoubleClick, and she's one of our experts when it comes to administrative assistance. Gail Buskey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. I have to correct you on the accounting part, though. I'm not a math person. I don't do that part, or we would have no money because I would misplace it. I would misaccount it.
Well, I know what you mean, but in the beginning, you had all those jobs, right? Because it was only you, like it was with me and my business, and so I'm with you on that part. Hey, happy Administrative Assistance Day!
Thank you very much.
You know,
I can't believe it's that time of year again.
I know it. I was telling the audience that I go back with this celebration for decades. I mean, I was working with secretaries. In the 70s, when I was with Xerox, as early as that, and you know, the first time that I recognized this group of folks, these very important folks in the marketplace, the first time I recognized them on my show was 1998, and it was still called International Secretaries Day in those days.
Exactly, I know the name has changed over the years, and yeah, I don't know. I think if anything, the administrative assistant job has become more broad since then. You know,
well, there's no question.
Everything.
Well, I think the main thing that's happened is that the name administrative assistant is much more accurate to what people do as technology added capability to the desktop as power was sent to the desktop by incrementalizing technology and the PC and the internet and all that, it gave more power to the desktop, which is just right outside the boss's office at the administrative assistant's desk, right?
Right. Well, and there's so much more that we can do too now. You mentioned earlier we're doing things virtually, which means we're working with clients who are hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away.
Right.
And it's so easy to send files and work products and even telephone calls back and forth, you know, through miles and miles of distance, and it's like you're sitting right next to one another. It's just amazing.
But the thing that when you think about interviewing an administrative assistant, let's just talk about the real ones or the one sitting in front of you, I should say, under your roof. These days, interviewing anybody, whether virtual, I should say, really virtual or otherwise, a resume for a virtual assistant has really expanded. I mean, we're looking for people who have used Excel spreadsheet. We're looking for, be looking for someone who's done some kind of publishing. They've used a publishing program of some kind. Maybe Photoshop.
Right.
You're looking for people who, as you say, who've collaborated online. I mean, if you want to become an administrative assistant today, you've got to have a lot of skills more than just typing and that sort of thing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got virtual assistants who are literally running their clients' businesses for them while the client is on vacation. So, you know, the amount of knowledge they need to have to be able to do all of those things. I mean, you need to have.
Right.
You know, not only the lower level or typically lower level items, but they need to be able to see that bigger picture too.
Well,
it really is amazing.
You know, Gail, I know. In fact, I was just corresponding with one of the great executive assistants that I know. Karen Martin is someone I just admire very much. She's a classic professional executive assistant. And when her boss is out of town, Well, of course, she keeps his life organized. I mean, she's got a big, her boss is one of the top people in their company, and mm-hmm. and when he's gone, she runs the operation basically. You know, she's an executive. She calls herself an executive assistant. That's her title, but she really is an executive, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
In those jobs,
absolutely. And they need to be able to step into those shoes, and they need to be able to think almost at the same level that the executive themselves needs to.
That's exactly right. And many times, one step ahead of them to keep them out of trouble. I know she does that. So, what's the difference?
Right.
Talk to us about the difference in a virtual and a face to face executive assistant or administrative assistant.
Well, there's really not a lot of difference in what they do as far as tasks. A virtual assistant can do just about anything that an in-office assistant can do. Really, the biggest difference is how they communicate and how they deliver work product. For example, rather than walking into the next office, you would pick up the telephone and call your assistant on the phone or instant message. We do a lot of instant messaging, Skyping, mm-hmm. Clients, you know, executive with the assistant. And, again, rather than walking a paper file into the next office over, you would attach it to an email or there are some nifty programs out there. One of them that I really like is called Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of come into its own in the last couple of years. It's a file collaboration software that's free. And so, Jim, you could upload a file that you wanted me to look at or work on or edit or whatever.
Right.
And I can access that same file, make my changes on it. And as soon as I've made my changes, it syncs with your copy.
Right.
So you and I are always looking at the same copy when it's in Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. It's brilliant. It's a great way to upload large files. So we've been seeing a lot of use of programs like that too.
Well, I'm in the process of working on a project right now called Basecamp on a program called Basecamp, and it's very similar.
That's another good
very
one.
Similar to what you were just talking about. And it's where I mean literally, there are four people in different parts of the world who are working mm-hmm. on this project I'm working on.
And, isn't that cool that you can do that?
Yeah, and so we're working on it as peers, but as you say, you can have an administrative assistant who are working on, who could be helping you with this, putting this thing together. And you know, so many times, Gail, I mean, I've got people right under my roof, in my operation, but we'll go all day long and not see each other, even though we're only around the corner. And so, for that time, we're. We're virtual then. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gail to help us understand a little bit better how to find and hire a virtual assistant. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.